WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The final rating results for the 1991-92 TV season were released this week, and TV critic David Bianculli says he's interested not only in the overall standings and in how some specific new shows did in the ratings, but in how the networks reacted to the news.
For the 30-week TV season that ended last Sunday, CBS went from third place to first, NBC slipped from first to second, and ABC fell from second to third. Fox, of course, remained in fourth place, slightly ahead of Nintendo. The rating itself refers to the number of households watching a particular show or network. Each ratings point equals 921,000 households. So that means CBS's 60 Minutes, the most popular series of the season, was seen each week in some 20 million homes. But networks, like politicians, have their own spin doctors and their own ways of interpreting these results. ABC, for example, doesn't count just households, but the number of people in those households, which it claims gives Roseanne top honors for the year. More kids watch Roseanne than 60 Minutes, so presto, Roseanne has a bigger overall audience. NBC says no, it's demographics that counts, because advertisers are most interested in reaching viewers between the ages of 18 to 49. And since NBC doesn't even do well there, NBC announced this week that it was no longer accepting the traditional definition of the 30-week TV season. From now on, NBC is playing the game all year long, 52 weeks a year, and keeping score that way too. And both NBC and ABC complained that CBS had the Olympics, the World Series, and the Super Bowl. But CBS says it would have won without them. CBS says it used to call for a 52-week season too, back when it was in third place. But now the executives say they like things just fine as they are. And though Fox is way behind the other three, its ratings went up 25%, more than twice the percentage gain of CBS. But nobody here is pointing out that the 0.1% that puts NBC above ABC is within the Nielsen system's margin of error, which means it could just as easily be the other way around. Or that CBS won the season this year with a lower rating than the losing network had 5 years ago. Instead, the network spin doctors insist that since cable TV is now available to 93% of all TV households, cable can't erode much more of the broadcast network's audience. That's not just optimistic, that's stupid. Just because cable is available to all those homes, that doesn't mean all those people are subscribers. And since some cable series are better and bolder than most network series this year, the defections are bound to continue. HBO all by itself offers viewers Dream On, Sessions, and Tales from the Crypt, three great reasons to sign up and tune in. But what did the broadcast networks give us this season? Of the new shows, the only really good ones were NBC's I'll Fly Away, CBS's Brooklyn Bridge, and ABC's Civil Wars and the late-arriving Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. And the only new top 20 hits, ABC's Home Improvement and Room for Two, are shows that benefited greatly from their popular lead-ins, Full House and Roseanne, respectively. There were too many reality shows like Eyewitness Video last season, and there was too little imagination. Unless the networks take more risks and draw more viewers who have all but given up on commercial TV, winning the ratings race won't mean much. The way things are going, with most of the networks losing ground, the winner will be able to claim victory merely by standing still. And finally, the lowest-ranked series of the season, ranked 129th out of 129 shows, was Fox's Get a Life. It's a message TV programmers should take to heart.